One final segment on America's 401k show. We're here with Coach Pete DeRuta, Thomas Lipscomb, Abby Turner, and I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall. And we are going to once again try to get Coach back on track to talk about some retirement landmines. Now, we covered one pretty thoroughly with taxes, and that's really important. It's crucial. But the other thing that a lot of people don't realize when it comes to landmines that can really crash your retirement is the investment choices and flexibility. And oftentimes with 401ks, we know you don't have the flexibility, or you're not aware of what flexibility you might have, because there is more there sometimes than what, you know, what people will let you know, or what your administrator might even let you know.
Yeah, it's very important when we talk about, well, in the financial world, Steve, like we did in the segment before this, when we started talking about taxes, and we went into some examples, and that's what, when we talk to folks who call, we don't go through a checklist of things that we've seen in the past, really. We look at what you want to do. And from there, we go, I used to, it was probably the only art I did well back in the day. Follow the dots.
Oh, yeah. Connect the dots. Yes, of course.
1 to 2, 2 to 3, and all of a sudden it was a nice rabbit there that you could color. Now, the coloring part wasn't that good. That was about the best thing I could come through when it was like artist kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
But when we talk to folks, we have our own design. It's individual for every single person. The dots are in all different places. So we have an individual piece of artwork. That'd be a pretty good idea, wouldn't it, Thomas?
That would,
Of everyone's financial and retirement goals and desires and designs.
Right.
And so when we're looking at investment choices, gosh, what a can of worms we just opened, huh?
Yes.
How many choices do you have in your 401k? Which ones are good? Was if it was good last year, is it going to be good this year?
Well, who knows?
How many people have got themselves in trouble because they followed the crowd mentality where, hey, Johnny next door, the cubicle next door told me he did well in XYZ mutual fund. Let me put all my money over there. Well, the very next year, everyone who was with Johnny who had the money in the year before, they're locking their profits in and getting out. You're jumping in. You're helping lock their profits in, and then it tanks. So we have to be very careful on that.
Yep.
That's why Dalbar, which is a ranking organization, it does studies on investor behavior. They're outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and each and every year, now it's different every year, but it's about the same ballpark. 80% of folks underperform the indexes, the market indexes for the retirement accounts.
Wow!
And these are people with advisors. So 80% of advisors are underperforming. The individual investor is basically going to the advisor, and the advisor is not doing any better, and the advisor is charging you to do better.
Gosh, yes. Wow, that's
so
incredible. Yeah.
The index funds many times are the best place for you.
Huh.
But which index funds, and why should you use certain ones, and that kind of thing. So there's a lot of different guesswork. And that's what it is a lot of times when people are investing. We like to think we're astute and everything. We're putting money in different places. We have a big 401k balance. We are investors. No, we're guessing. We don't know.
Of course, yes.
Because a lot of times, and then you hear about these companies where, like Intel is another example of that, where there was some kind of bad news was getting ready to come out, but the insiders dumped a lot of the stock. I just read an article about that last week.
Yep.
Remember last year, Equifax, the insiders dumped a lot of, they figured out they had a data breach. They dumped a lot of stock. Then they told everybody about it.
Right. Yes. Didn't look good.
That's not the proper order, by the
way.
So
shady. Yeah.
So how do you know, what's going on inside the company? So again, you don't want all your eggs in one basket. Enron, great example of that.
Talked
to people back in the day. I didn't know what Enron was, but I saw a lot of people making a fortune at Enron, especially employees. And then all of a sudden, they didn't have any money left because the company was built on smoke and mirrors. Mm. That's what worries me on Bitcoin. Now, I think the Bitcoin concept, the electric concept of having a currency that's backed by something. It's just not backed by anything.
I don't understand it.
So I haven't put any money in. I did talk to somebody who bought some, but then he couldn't figure out how to sell it. Sort of like those real estate investment trusts we were talking about earlier in the show.
How do you get rid of it?
Yeah. We need to make sure we get the proper help on our side. And I want to make sure before we leave to the week that I give folks that have been listening the chance to have their own help and have a second set of eyeballs on their situation. So if you are one of the next 20 callers as we leave for the week, we will follow a three-step process for you customized to create a comprehensive financial and retirement plan that aligns with your financial goals and your values. Now, first, we're going to understand what money means to you and how it fits into your life. Then we'll organize your finances so you have a clear picture of where you currently stand right now. That's important, Steve. You have to figure out where you are right now to see how much help you need and if it's possible to help.
Right.
But next, we're going to talk to you about your financial goals. We'll look at your short, medium, and long-term goals. And what are your dreams? That's the most important thing to me. Find out what your dreams are and see if we can make those realities. And we'll work together to clarify your goals so that they are crystal clear and tangible. These are important because if you have dreams and goals and you're really not really sure what you want to do, we need to make sure that we understand them and that they can be accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we'll create an actionable step process to get you on the path towards financial independence before, during, and after retirement. This process is not something we do once and set aside on the bookshelf, though, folks. Like physical fitness, your financial fitness needs constant attention throughout your career and beyond. But don't worry. We'll be there every step of the way to guide you and make sure your money is working just as hard as you did to build it for you all the way through your life.
We're proud to shed light on a number of topics that we see folks struggling with or really being taken advantage of in as they prepare for and move into retirement. So if you want that complimentary financial roadmap that we're talking about put together, all while making sure that you walk away from that conversation with clarity and understanding. Now, the number to call in and meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team is 800-477-1135. You can find out what your investments really are costing you because of high fees or commissions, what those future tax implications will be, and even more important than that, how much income you can actually securely generate from that once you do move into retirement. To take advantage, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call us, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And I'm Steve Sadolin for Abby and Thomas, and of course, Coach Pete DeRuta. That's it for America's 401k Show. Please join us again next week for another big America's 401k Show.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeRuta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.